Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Breakfast is the most exciting, exceptional part of the day. Don't you agree?
Yuck, yuck, yolk.
Exactly. We normally talk a lot about meat on this show, but today we're going to talk about eggs. They're what's for breakfast. And using your leftover fluids. The ones in your fridge. Well, Claire hasn't gone soft-boiled on you. An egg, if left to itself, would eventually become meat. A chicken, right? And random fridge-dwelling leftover fluids would generally become the marinade for said meat. So our standard MO remains true, from a certain point of view. Ours. Next week, then, we'll be discussing the next natural step in your dinner's development, compost and homemade fermented liquor. That would be the thing that would come next, I guess, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Just kidding, folks. You know how we like to yolk around. Nyuk, nyuk. In case you haven't figured it out yet, folks, today on Food Fight Radio, we'll be discussing eggs. What you think you know, how you're dead wrong, and how to do it right. When we're through with you, you'll make the best eggs in your whole family. And we'll be discussing what everyone's been dying to hear, more uses for leftover pickle juice. Later in the hour, we've also got Dave the Vitamin Guy with us to teach us all the most natural ways to erect your monument, pitch your tent, plow your fields, as you kids like to call it. Basically, grow a better bamboo. That's all today on Food Fight. What? It's food related, I swear. But first, let's talk pickle juice. Never thought you'd hear that on a normal day, did you?
No, not at all. No.
Folks, if you are dumping out all that juice after you've eaten the last pickle, then you are making a grievous error. That's like the best part. With a pickle, you can either eat it or you can throw it at somebody, but the juice is very, very versatile. There are so many uses for this stuff that we couldn't cover them all in one segment. After that show, we got so many emails and listener requests for more pickle juice and other leftover juice and stale wine uses that we just had to do it all over again. Here is one such email. Susan from downtown writes, I just love your show, and Marcus is such a joy.
Aw, thank you, Susan.
I've been saving all my pickle juice, like you said, and now I have so much of it that I've resorted to drinking it straight. Actually, it's quite refreshing on a hot day, but can you help me out? I'd hate to throw it out. Also, Claire is great, too, but she's just so angry. I think she needs a hug. Well, thanks for that email, Susan, and we just love your dedication. Here's what you can do with all that pickle juice of yours. You can, and I think we've talked about this on an earlier show, but you know what? You guys have a tendency not to do the stuff that you hear, and you probably can't write it down as fast as we can say it, so let me reiterate. You can mix a little bit of leftover pickle juice into any creamy salad dressing for an even better salad dressing or sandwich spread. You can marinate cubes of soft cheese with it, especially feta, goat, and blue. Add a bit to just about any soup, just a little bit, a few tablespoons, really, to just about any soup. And it really brings out a lot of the flavors, especially a nice creamy potato soup. That one's really, really good. You can't really taste it. It doesn't make the soup very pickly at all. It just really brings out a lot of the flavors. Mix into egg salad, tuna salad, potato salad, or macaroni salad, even chicken salad. Do you notice the salad theme? Yep, pickle juice is great for just about anything with the word salad in it. That's a pretty good way to remember it. Stir in a few tablespoons into spaghetti sauce. You ever tried that, Marcus?
No, but I'm going to.
Tastes really, really good. Little dill pickle. Well, I mean, it's like an herb. You put herbs in spaghetti sauce. You know, basil, you got some thyme, you got some maybe
some
rosemary.
Acid in there. I throw some wine. I could just do some pickle sauce.
It works great. Yeah. I mean, dill, if it wasn't a juice, it would be an herb.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use the herb dill for a lot of things. You know, like they chop up dill, they put in a lot of stuff. It's very popular in European cuisine, Russian cuisine. Almost nothing is roasted or made into a stew or a soup in a country like Russia without some dill in it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite herbs.
But, I mean, Russians also know the value of the pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, you go to all this trouble, you make all the pickles. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, one
don't
other
have
thing.
To raise your
pickle
hand.
Juice.
I'll
tell you, pickle juice, one thing that I learned many years ago, I'm a big baseball fan, and believe it or not, Nolan Ryan, the Hall of Fame pitcher, when he would get the blisters, he would use pickle juice, believe it or not, to apply on the blisters to heal them right away so he wouldn't have to miss a start. And that became very popular in baseball among many pitchers, not just for blisters, but other skin conditions as well.
Plus, so, if you smell like pickle juice, no one's going to smell the rum.
There you go.
Right. You can cover that up very nicely. That's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, or any foreign substance you might be carrying, you know, on your glove or anything.
You know, what you're saying
juice
is
the ball or whatever. Nah, he was pretty honest guy.
Nolan Ryan cheated in baseball and he was drunk on pickle juice.
He didn't cheat.
He was hopped up on the pickle juice.
He was hopped up on you kids and your pickle juice.
You can't blame me.
With his speed, he didn't need to throw a spitball. He when you have a fastball, why do you have to fool around and doctor the ball?
Right, exactly. He just rub some pickle on it.
Yeah.
Cool. We're talking about Russians and their efficacious use of dill and dill pickle juice. And they make a lot of pickled stuff. You know, firstly, it makes things last longer. Plus, it's really tasty. It's great at parties and all the great marinated little dishes. And so if anyone's really familiar with using the herb dill in anything, I mean, it's very, very common in cookies, in cooking and in recipes. Everyone has kind of seen that, so why would pickled juice be so weird a concept for people to get familiar with it? And, you know, honestly, it's just easier to find. You know, just a few teaspoons of it here and there, or a few tablespoons of it into something saves you the trouble of going out and buying fresh dill.
Yeah, one thing to bring up, too, when you're talking about dips, hummus, which is a really big dip, you throw a couple of teaspoons in there just to mix it in. It refreshes it. It makes it taste like it's fresh hummus. You don't taste pickle. You don't taste the vinegar. It just brings all the flavors back to life. But another great use for it, too.
Right, but you remember what they say about hummus, though.
I don't know what they say about hummus.
Hummus where your heart is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yuck, yuck.
Oh, that's...
There's two of you now.
Totally unacceptable. Get out. Unbelievable. Why don't you put it in a Hallmark card? That's just way too sugary for me. I can't handle that. Seriously,
I did learn a few things during high school, and that was I learned that from my history teacher.
The next time you come to a party of mine, I'm going to give you a pickle juice chaser. There's going to be tequila, and you're going to be chasing it with pickle juice. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's just a nice little chaser. It's fruit juice. It's going to be pickle juice, buddy. Here's a cute little mnemonic device that you can use for using pickle juice. The two big S's, salad or sauce.
Salad or sauce?
Yeah, pickle juice goes in the two S's. You can boil potatoes with it. Throw a little bit of it in the potato boiling water, and it's got the acid in it. It makes the potatoes extra creamy. You can replace the water with pickle juice when you are making bread.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of juices that you can take out the water and put in pineapple juice. You can take out the water and put in pickle juice.
Is that yeast bread or like dry
active
bread?
Yeah, yeast bread. You can use a bread machine.
Oh, wow.
On one of the upcoming future shows, we're going to be talking about why you should get a bread machine, why they're awesome, and you can make delicious, fresh, preservative-free bread at home. Nice. You can also make it your own flavor. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, exceptional eggs. I promise that you've been making them all wrong, and we'll share the secret to get them right. We're not rocket scientists. We're just a bit egg-centric. That's next on Food Fight Radio.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs,
Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, and I'm Claire Katz. With me in studio is my co-host, Marcus Todd.
Hi, everybody.
Nice. And we are just ecstatic to bring you the following report. You've been making eggs wrong all your life, and we're here to save you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple thing, right? Getting up and cooking some eggs for the family. You've made toast. You think you're all great and a good parent. It's sad, really, because you're cooking your eggs all wrong. Your whole life. Doing it wrong. The thing you cook probably more often than anything, and you're doing it all wrong. It's time to learn the proper and tastiest way to cook an egg. We're going to educate you on your PEP. That's proper egg protocol, kids.
Proper egg protocol. PEP.
Exceptional eggs. Firstly, eggs are about the most amazing protein source available to man, and it's also another reason that veganism is silly. An egg equals an ounce of any high-quality lean meat like fish or chicken. Lean high-quality protein helps with weight management, and it preserves and builds lean muscle. It's the only food that contains naturally occurring vitamin D.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
No.
Did not know that. Two eggs per day will not only never increase your cholesterol, but may actually improve it. Also, they have natural vitamin E, another perk, making them the grooviest ovaloids ever. Any leftovers, here's a cool thing about eggs, is you can take any leftovers in your fridge, and they can be turned into an omelet by cracking an egg over them and mixing them about. Just throw in some cheese. That's about it. This does not work with birthday cake.
Are you sure?
Do not try this with leftover birthday cake.
I've had a jam omelet before, so I'm thinking maybe a birthday cake omelet would work.
You know, if you put a little cream cheese in there, that might actually work. And omelets, you know, a lot of people, they try to throw in some pancake batter to thicken these things up. This is something that a lot of restaurants do.
Really?
And it's okay, but pancake batter, I mean, it makes them fluffy. It makes them very pretty. It's totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
Use 3 eggs, not 2, and you'll have all the fluffy omelet you can possibly stand. If you're trying to impress someone, save money on eggs, sure, throw in some pancake batter. It's just more effort, because you got to make the omelet, but then you also got to make the pancake batter, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a pain. A word to the unwise, don't go on Atkins. For one thing, the weight always seems to come back on people, but it will also make you hate eggs and most meats pretty permanently.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eat nothing but.
The weight you usually lose on Atkins is water weight, because all that stuff turns like kind of acid in your body, and it pushes all the water out. Your water's trying to clean out all the acid. That's the magic behind Atkins.
It's also a diet for the impatient, because what happens is you lose more weight quickly. But if you like follow these people for a year,
they stink really bad.
Well, okay, I'm getting a little bit too close to these people, if you ask me.
When you said follow them for a year, I was like, no.
No, I mean, you know, follow their progress for a year, folks. We're not stalking Atkins people for a year and going through their garbage or anything. But if you track them, like for a year, people who follow calorie restriction diets, after a year, they've lost the same amount of weight. So Atkins will make you lose some more fast in the beginning, a lot quicker, a lot of water weight. And it's because your body is shocked and you've eliminated all brain healthy carbs here. So why wouldn't your body be shocked, first of all? But here's what happens is you eat nothing but peanuts, meat, and eggs, pretty much, because it's where else are you going to find things that have zero carbs? There aren't a huge amount of things that have zero carbs. And you can't have any. So you're going to eat nothing but. Sure, you're going to get so sick and tired of eating these things that eventually, when you do go off of Atkins, and you will, you are going to hate eggs and lean meat forever. You will never want to taste it again. Smelling it, tasting it might make you a little nauseous. Don't do this to yourself. Same logic behind never becoming an alcoholic. If you become an alcoholic, at some point, you're going to need to clean up. And that means you're never going to be able to touch it ever again. Right? That's bad. I don't want to live that way, so don't become an alcoholic.
Beautiful logic.
Because I plan on drinking the rest of my life. That's the whole thing. A soft-boiled egg, one of my favorites, can be eaten right out of its little primitive shell with a tiny spoon. There's something really cool about scooping the egg right out of its own shell. That's cool. Very primal, very cavemanish. And then, you know, it's really very manly. And then you're using a little tiny, girly spoon to delicately scoop it out onto some nice buttered toast cut into little crust-free triangles. Right? It's awesome. Here's the best way to do a soft-boiled egg, though. Boil it for only a few minutes. Try to use one of those submersible egg timers. Those tend to work really well, but not more than a few minutes. You hack off the top, and then you use your little spoon to jumble up all the inside so the runny yolk gets all over and mixed up. And then you use little buttered toast fingers, all cut into cute little strips, and then dip it into the egg to get all that runny goodness, like a dip.
The way I do mine is I cook bacon, two pieces of toast, butter them, chop them up into cubes, put them in a bowl, and then I have my two, sometimes three soft-boiled eggs. I crack them, I put them on top, and I mix it all together.
I bet that's attractive.
It's not attractive, but it's delicious.
Yeah. I like to have the little attractive egg with the teeny tiny spoon.
Yeah, I check
the little girly tea set teaspoon. No. Yeah, well,
I can't handle those. I got like big hands. I couldn't even hold one of those.
You'd crush it.
I would.
You'd crush the poor thing.
Leg. I just hands too big.
Sorry. Meat hooks, Marcus. You can to make the best scrambled eggs ever, and this is the best scrambled egg ever. Seriously, we're going to put this recipe on the website. Here's what you do: you take two eggs, a teaspoon of mayo, a teaspoon of water, a teaspoon of butter and margarine, and some salt and pepper. You're going to whisk the eggs, the mayo, and the water with a fork. Melt butter in a skillet over low heat, folks. Pour in the eggs and stir them constantly as they cook. Do not overcook. Remove them to a plate when they are set, but still moist. Do not overcook. Again, very important. Set. Just set. Still moist. Very important. Add salt and pepper once on the plate. Never add salt and pepper while cooking. Those are the best scrambled eggs ever, I promise you. And we're gonna put that recipe on the website. Now, concerning a fried egg. People make those more than they make anything else.
Yeah.
And the best way, in my opinion, is to do them sunny side up. Actually, any more cooked than that, and you're kind of ruining the egg. Do not ever consider using an egg that has a crack. Ever. Any crack lets in bacteria. Don't think it doesn't. Don't even think about using one of those eggs. Throw them away. Eggs, by the way, they keep for about 3 to 5 weeks, so don't worry about their freshness. 3 to 5 weeks is a long time. When you think the eggs have gone bad in your fridge, they haven't. You know, unless it's your vacation home and they were in there since last summer. Think you're okay.
Now, with boiling eggs, you want old eggs. Just
throw out there. Why is
that? The membrane removes itself more from the shell. So when
instead
you boil
of
it,
sticking?
Instead of sticking. So when you're peeling the egg, the ones that are easiest to peel are the older ones. It's a fresh egg. When you peel the shell off, it will take off the white also. So that's just another tidbit.
So fresh is bad.
For
hard-boiled eggs.
But it's like French toast.
Well, you know,
toast.
I like soft-boiled eggs.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Then it doesn't matter. So for the perfect fried egg, and we're talking about sunny side up. And the reason I think that it's important to do sunny side up and not over easy is because when you flip them, there's a real good chance that they're going to break. I hate that. There's nothing worse than a broken yolk. You know, it just kind of really gets me down. I feel like I've made a mistake. I feel like I've failed as a person that I have caused my beautiful little yolk to break, and then it gets all hard and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm also a fan of the runny yolk, so I know what you're saying. But
get it everywhere. It makes the perfect topping for, like, toast or anything else you might be having.
Yeah.
It's like a condiment.
Yeah, it's great.
Egg yolk is the perfect condiment. I know it's not cooked. I know it's undercooked. I don't care. I'm going to eat it uncooked. Totally. Like, raw inside, I want that yolk raw. Barely touched by the heat. And has it ever made me sick? No. You know what has? Fruit. Oh, I gotta eat more fruit and vegetables. Stupid fresh fruit. Blackberry nearly killed me.
You just need to clean it better. It had cow poop on it.
You know, thanks for that.
Just let you know.
Yeah, Marcus bought me a case of veggie wash.
Yes.
I thought that that was a very sweet gift. And yeah, believe me, I've been using it. I douse all my fruits and vegetables with acid now. Mm-hmm. You know, regular, no water, wash them in the sink. No, it's not good enough. You got to soak those things in acid. An egg never did me wrong. Never once. Meat, no, never made me sick. Blackberry, innocent, sweet little blackberry. Folks, I hate fruit. I want to take my fruit and vegetable in pill form and then get right to the meat. I will have more room for my eggs and for my meat. So for the perfect fried egg, and a lot of people do this very, very simple thing, very wrong, have been their whole lives. Here's what you want to do for a perfect fried egg. You're going to heat your skillet over medium high for 1 minute. Add a teaspoon of oil or butter to the pan. A little bit more if you're making more than one egg. Tilt the pan to spread the butter around. Wait till it stops foaming and then add the egg. If you are cooking more than one egg, add them all at the same time. Don't add them one at a time. Dump them all in a bowl and add them all at the same time. Your eggs will cook the same.
And also, if one cracks when you're opening it, the yolk, you can get rid of it and you don't have to mess it. You don't ruin the whole batch of eggs.
Exactly. Now, plus, and this is a kosher thing, if there's a little blood spot in there, right? Yeah, you don't want to have that in there. It ruins the whole bowl, because it ruins the whole pan, actually. Yeah. You can't use that pan for kosher stuff. But you know what? I'm not kosher.
No.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. So you add your eggs all at one time. Tame the edges with the spatula to keep them from getting too thin and then subsequently burning. So kind of tame them, bring them in. If you are making the egg for breakfast, leave the yolk alone. But if you're making it to put it into a sandwich or a burger, split the yolk with the corner of the spatula to spread the yolk around a little bit. When the egg firms up and loses its translucence, turn the heat to low and cover the pan with a fitted lid. And then you're only going to cook it for another minute or two. Tops. Top the egg with chopped chives, salt, and pepper. Another way to season it is a lemon thyme seasoning mixture.
Or pickle juice.
On an egg.
I said or pickle juice.
Or pickle juice, right? See, you're using your noodle. You'll always get tender egg whites this way, and you'll get that nice runny yolk to enjoy. See, you never knew you knew so little about making eggs. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we've got Dave the Vitamin Guy here to talk about the all-natural ways to feel like a force of nature. Of course, we're talking about your intimate exasperations, your carnal conundrum. Just in case you're really dense, we're talking about bedroom stuff for men. It's still food-related. I promise. Keep it tuned and go get a pen.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really?
That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know. But back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online, and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different. And suddenly, everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready-to-eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, the only food show that'll tell you how to grow a bigger bedroom banana, a meatier man mango. All right, now I'm just embarrassing myself with these euphemisms. Allow me to introduce Dave the Vitamin Guy, who's here to tell us all about the magical and all-natural ways to enhance your mojo. Welcome, Dave.
It's good to be here again, Claire. Looking forward to this conversation. People are going to be surprised with a lot of the good, safe recommendations and cost-effective recommendations.
Safe recommendations. We want to put an emphasis on safe.
I got my notepad and pen ready. I'm all ready for this.
Well, there's a lot of kind of quick solutions, things probably that maybe aren't FDA approved, things you shouldn't trust, things that come from questionable, virus bomb emails. But basically, if a person is having an issue in this department, they can resolve this in one of two ways. They can do nothing, or they can go see their doctor and get a prescription for Viagra.
That's what a lot of people seem to do. And it may not be the safest or most intelligent decision they make getting a prescription.
Well, I mean, a lot of men can't take it. They can't. They need a prescription, right? So they need their doctor's approval. And then if there's any kind of a tiny problem, a prostate problem, a cholesterol problem, a blood pressure problem, any kind of heart issue, the doctor will just say no.
Yeah. Blood pressure especially. If you have any type of predisposition.
Need to get a little bit closer. Oh, you got to eat the microphone there, buddy.
Okie doke.
You can't
have grapefruit. I mean, that might be a little
thing. You can't have grapefruit.
You know, it's one of those things that initiates one of the bad reactions.
That'd be a deal breaker for me. I got to have grapefruit. I don't care about grapefruit. I don't even like fruit.
I like squirt soda. It's grapefruit flavored soda. Yeah. The yellow cans.
You cannot have artificial grapefruit flavored squirt soda. Nope. Can't have that. It's got some real grapefruit in it. Grapefruit extract.
Yeah.
Can't have that. So some of the things where I know people are probably coming into your shop, because they seek your advice, and they want to find out what they can do to resolve this all naturally, which I got to say is a much smarter way to go. I mean, for one, it won't stop your heart, no matter what you do. And number two, it's supplementation. Chances are your body needs these things to live longer and better anyway. So what kind of stuff would you typically recommend to people?
When the majority of the people who come in when they're older men. When I say older, I would say maybe, 55 or older. I ask them questions about if they've ever used anything in the past. I ask them if they've ever been on a prescription. And the main thing is about, you know, high blood pressure. Because even if they do have high blood pressure, I have some really good news for them. And that's why the majority of people, older men, the first thing I put them on would be, or recommend them to do, is to take a gram of arginine, usually prior to bedtime.
You're, of course, talking about L-arginine.
L-arginine.
It's
right.
An amino acid.
An amino acid, right.
Yeah. Okay, it's one of the amino acids that you normally have in your body anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So taking extra L-arginine is great for your body to function a little bit better.
Taking supplemental L-arginine is really good. It's wonderful for circulation, for blood flow. But the other thing is it helps, you know, if the person does have a, you know, an issue with high blood pressure, it's one of the best things that can help lower the blood pressure, especially if you're experiencing any type of stress. And sometimes, you know, intimacy can be a little bit stressful for some people.
What?
What
the heck you
this
say?
This is, nah, really? This is new news to me, buddy.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, I have men and women, believe it or not, and they'll come in and they'll actually tell them, they'll be very, you know, descriptive at times, specifically with what's going on. And a lot of times, there are issues of anxiety and things like that, which is why I have other really good recommendations. One thing I can throw in right now is a really good herbal adaptogen known as maca, which you've probably heard of, or maca root.
Maca root, yeah.
Which is really good cortisol absorber or slash regulator.
Great for stress.
Emotional and physical stress. It's an adaptogen. Whatever's going in the on in the body, you know, chemically, hormonally.
So what we're basically saying here, folks, is that there's a definite correlation between your intimate relationship and stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically what we're saying is that relationships are stressful.
Yeah, and they do. They can tax your energy.
So you get along with the person that's supposed to make you more happy than anything in the world causes you stress. That's a weird thing, isn't it? Right?
Well, you think of all the people that, you know, drink or do other things.
Relationships don't stress you out so much as the fact that this is the one person that you expect to make you happier than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like occasionally when that person is failing to make you happier than anything, that is what's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're not happy with that one person, because if that person can't make you happy, who can?
Or if
that's stressful.
You think you're being a burden on your partner, maybe?
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, I'm supposed to make him happier. How do I do it? And you stress out about that.
You stress out about that. So, supposed to make you more happy than anything, supposed to be the solution to life's big question, and that's the cause of stress.
Well, I do a lot of Buddhist training, and so that's called attachment. You just need to let go of that, and you'll be fine. Not what we're talking about, but just saying. but you know, this person has to make me happy.
Basically, if you can't figure out how to chill out, you got to take some kind of a supplement that will help you to chill out.
Yeah, and some people are, especially as they get older, some men, you know, women too, but men primarily, which is what we're talking about, they...
Well,
that's
the majority of where the funding goes.
Yeah.
Is towards,
yeah,
they're on
some medications that may hinder, you know, their abilities. And the good thing is to explain the good news that even if this is going on, there's ways to counteract that. And another recommendation that I love making is royal jelly, you know, preserved in the organic honey so the nutrients don't spoil. You're giving yourself basically some of the purest forms, not only of arginine, but so many other amino acids. You're getting natural hormones. You're getting a great mixture of B vitamins and pantothenic acid, B5, as a matter of fact. That is the most abundant B vitamin that is found in royal jelly, along with pollen and propolis. And just to let people know, royal jelly is when the queen bee makes a secretion from what's known as her pharyngeal glands. This is largely comprised of proteins and hormones.
And of course, please join us on Food Fight next week when we talk about raw honey, nature's perfect food, comes out of a bee's butt.
Yeah, and it's amazing how well these supplements are are effective. What's really interesting, using myself as an example, back in, many years ago, I started taking the Royal Jelly, which is one of my favorite products that's actually in our store, encompassed in that with the pollen and the propolis, which is gathered up by the worker bees from organic plants and tree barks. I wasn't taking it for those issues. I was taking it mainly for energy prior to my exercise.
Of course,
but
you weren't taking it for those issues. Of course not.
My friend was, though. I have a friend, but I'm strong.
Well, you know what the link is between men who lose their hair prematurely, you know, too much dehydration.
Too much testosterone, actually.
But I did actually.
Excessive overabundance of testosterone.
Well, I was, put it this way, I was very pleased to spread the good news. Just in case you haven't figured it out, this is like my fifth time on the show, and Claire's going to remind you every time that I happen to be
bald. Like staring at your shiny chrome dome.
But,
very, very attractive. You know what? If anyone can pull off a hairless head, it's you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Very attractive, shiny dome there.
You and Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say Vin Diesel. More so than Jean-Luc, but he is really cool.
He is cool.
There is no denying Vin Diesel's coolness.
The three of you should do a movie together.
Yeah, and put your heads together and make it.
But I was so happy to spread the good news about the Royal Jelly because, again, you're not putting any foreign substances in your body. It's going to be really good for energy. It's good for mood elevation.
And that's a simple, inexpensive thing that's really otherwise super great for you.
It's going to keep your prostate in tip-top shape. It's going to cleanse your body. I mean,
it's great stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I like about it is it's B vitamins,
right?
But it's also B vitamins.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's the B vitamins, but again, you're getting the minerals, you're getting antioxidants. You know, when you take the Royal Jelly encompassed with the... with the propolis, as a matter of fact.
So, Royal Jelly,
you're getting a lot of the antioxidants as well.
So why don't people just take everything? They can take the Royal Jelly, make sure it has the extra propolis in there. They can take the maca. They can take the L-arginine. Ton of stuff that they can take that's all natural, won't stop their heart, you know, because that's important.
Yeah.
You know, making sure whatever you're taking is not going to kill you. It's also good. Viagra can't be mixed with alcohol. But all of these supplements and stuff and Royal Jelly can.
Woohoo!
Right?
Yeah.
See,
and,
that's like most
Royal
of it. Royal like,
Jelly
right?
And again,
if nothing else, it will make you healthier. All this stuff is really good for you.
And again, like so many other items, it's not like you have to buy necessarily 10 different things. You know, we do have some formulas that are giving you a variety of different properties. One thing I'll explain real quick...
We can actually cover that when we come back from this real quick break.
Gotcha.
We're going to also be talking about a controversial Canadian cream, which is...
It makes your hair grow back, right?
We'll talk about it yet.
I'm all ears.
It makes other things grow also as well. You can, of course, talk to Dave the Vitamin Guy at Great Earth Vitamins on Nobel Drive in La Jolla, and he will never steer you wrong. He may even save your love life and give you a happy wife. You know what they say, happy wife, happy life. You know what else you can do to instantly improve your marriage?
What's that?
Order from Dine In Tonight. By bringing families their dinners every night, hot and fresh and with no preservatives, they're saving marriages every day. Because rushing around shopping, then cooking, cleaning, spending a ton on groceries, and then cleaning up a pile of dishes will suck the time out of your day, the money out of your bank, and the energy out of everyone. Do yourself the biggest favor of all and get back some of your time. Dine In Tonight makes wonderful tender meats and veggies with side dishes that are all different and all delicious. Craving authentic Italian? They've got that. Craving Chinese? They've got that too. Want good old-fashioned American comfort food? Done. Check out their menu calendar now and see what they're making tonight. Call them today for an extra free week of dinners using promo code KCBQ. Everything they make is fresh, super delicious, and is always only $10 per entree. You can sign up for 3 or 5 nights a week. Just call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dineinnite.com. It's the biggest thing since bringing your wife flowers. That's dineintonight.com. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, more Dave the Vitamin Guy on how to keep your noodle al dente. And later we'll be reviewing a 45-year-old San Diegan restaurant. They've been open and serving a skillet-sized apple pancake since gas was 30 cents a gallon. And I think so was their apple pancake. So no, don't go anywhere. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Fight Radio. With us in studio is our supplement sensei, Dave the Vitamin Guy. Welcome back, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Claire. Yeah, good to be back. And forward to...
You got to speak up, man.
I'm sorry. If you want to compete
with me for airtime, you got to kind of open your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, tell me about it.
See?
Well, like Richard Pryor said, this is a nerve-shattering experience.
Is it really?
No, just kidding.
Can't be that bad. So we're talking about, we've been discussing ways for men to keep their popsicle from melting, so to speak, and either avoid having to go see the doctor or if, you know, come see you if the doctor has already said no. I'm sure he had a good reason not. But unless your plastic surgeon brother-in-law takes pity on you, you're stuck with trying to find your own way. You're not going to get a prescription. So, well, Dave has been educating us on the all-natural ways to do this with simple supplementation, and Marcus and I have a few tips on how to do it with food. The foodie ways to unleash your sexy caveman is right now on Food Fight. Oysters.
That's not a misnomer. That actually works.
They actually do something. They increase dopamine levels.
Oh.
And that increases the feelings of happiness and therefore the feelings of relaxation.
Right.
Good for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they still look disgusting.
Yes.
They look like slimy little loogies is what they look like. You know, if you want to swallow that cold and alive, because they're alive. They're alive when you eat them.
Are they? Oh, they shuck them. Yeah, they shuck them alive.
They shuck them fresh. They shuck them alive.
I had one that tastes just like a cucumber when I was in Portland, Oregon.
Well, that's
really
just weird.
Yeah.
Watermelon. Especially the rind. We talked about that on an earlier show. A cup or two of watermelon rind might just do the trick. It contains a substance which increases blood flow. Give it about an hour or so to kick in. You might be going to the bathroom to pee that whole time because, I mean, it's mostly water.
It's watermelon.
Chocolate, especially dark chocolate, contains a chemical that enhances a feeling of love and well-being.
Nice.
Very handy in making, you know, making you guys stop bickering long enough to get cuddly and relaxed.
Aww.
That's always nice. Mm.
Just a quick question about the rind. I mean, so what do? You blend it up, grind it up?
You can make a watermelon rind smoothie.
Smoothie.
Actually.
With the whole rind.
Well, not the peel.
With the exception of the peel.
That part of the watermelon where it ceases to be pink, but it turns kind of
white
right there. People usually chew on the watermelon, then they throw that stuff away.
Right.
You know, but watermelon rind is actually one of those great things that you can pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do with leftover pickle juice. See? You can always relate everything back to pickle juice. It's just that simple. But, you know, the rind... Just chop it up. You can eat it.
Yeah.
It's also great with lemon juice and a little salt on there. Very, very tasty.
Yeah, it's good to know.
People eat coconut with salt and lemon juice.
Yes.
Right? And that's watermelon rind. What's wrong with it? It's tasty. There's nothing wrong with it. Also, if it's pickled, it makes a great garnish for a Bloody Mary. So win-win.
Win-win.
Awesome.
I was going to say mango salsa because mango is full of the B vitamins you need to get things going. Salsa has heat, which helps your blood flow. And what's good for your blood flow
spicy.
Is good for everything else. So that's
right,
one of those things, a sweet salsa or a mango salsa because the B vitamins and the spice.
Mm. Awesome. Asparagus is very suggestively shaped. It's also high in folate, which increases the production of histamine, which is necessary for a healthy sex drive.
Oh.
Yeah. Spinach, right? Turns you into a Popeye. Not really. No. It dilates blood vessels, which is actually kind of basically what every doctor's favorite go-to drug also does. So that might be a great place to start. Green tea.
Ooh, is it the antioxidants?
Yeah. It contains a very potent catechin called EGCG, which increases blood flow. Great Earth Vitamins, where you can also find our wonderful vitamin guru, Dave the Vitamin Guy. He can direct you to a really great potent EGCG. To go with all the rest of your stuff, your propolis, your royal jelly, your maca, your L-arginine, pretty much anything you might also. You can take all that stuff together, actually, and then top it off with some green tea, some asparagus, and some watermelon rind. It's going to be the weirdest meal you ever had in your life.
That's what the mango salsa is for.
Exactly. Blood flow. EGCG increases blood flow. Also, fat burn. People who drink 5 or more cups of unsweetened green tea per day for 12 weeks lose an average of 5% of their body weight.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's better for revving up your sex drive than losing a few pounds? Right? Makes you feel really good about yourself. Plus, spicy food, if that's your thing. I really like spicy food. Makes my tongue hurt. But if that's your thing, it does rev you up.
Mm-hmm.
How is that for spicing things up in the bedroom? Great, right?
Yeah.
Ricky's in Mission Valley. We're going to do the review now because we are running a little bit low on time. And, of course, Dave, you're looking at me like I've kind of shot you in the foot here. But we are going to include all of Dave's wonderful, informative, educational stuff on our website at foodfightradio.com.
Yeah, the one thing I meant to say is you commented that we're on Nobel. And technically, we're La Jolla Village Drive, but you can enter from Nobel. We're at the intersection of
it
Via La Jolla
matter,
Drive
folks.
And Nobel.
All you got to do
you can
is
see
Google
my bald head from miles away. So
it is very shiny. It reflects light really well, you know, better than a sunny afternoon here in beautiful San Diego. Ricky's in Mission Valley in San Diego has been serving meals for 45 years. At the same location, and I think by some of the same waitresses, on a windy little road, which I'm pretty sure was San Diego's main dirt highway. Even the inside of the restaurant is mostly original. Like the walls, kitchen, and also I'm pretty sure the grease traps, even the bathrooms and the bathroom doors. You know how when you see an old house and the front door seems to be tiny, like a hobbit lives there? Well, Ricky's is the proof that this is not your imagination. These bathroom doors are tiny, narrow, Some Americans wouldn't be able to get through. And not to spark a lawsuit or anything, but there is absolutely no way that this place is ADA compliant. No convenient ramp next to the steps on this place, so if you're in a wheelchair, you're not eating. They have all the great Americanized staples here, like pastries and omelets and skillets and Benedicts. Nothing crazy, except for the wait staff, and they have Bloody Marys to boot. We ordered the Dutch treat, which, unlike the apple pancake, is only the size of a bowler hat, freshly baked and covered with powdered sugar and fresh strawberries. We also had the biscuits and gravy. That's another Americanized classic that I generally can't resist. The apple pancake I mentioned earlier is their signature breakfast, and it even comes with its own warning. The waiter actually warned me. It's as big as a frying pan and loaded with apples and cinnamon and eggs. Yup. It's full of fluffy scrambled eggs, giving the pancake an eggy texture. But you can see its many fans at the other tables. Those people looked happy. But they also looked uncomfortably full, and when they got up, they left a tip and 90% of the apple pancake. It's quaint, charming, and very, very wasteful. At least I took the rest of my lampshade-sized pancake home with me. So, to recap, they have a pancake that you can't finish, in a restaurant that you can't find, with bathroom doors you can't get through, and a bill you can't get out of. Try them yourself whenever you're feeling the need to proclaim your American heritage of wasting a ton of food grown by hardworking farmers. At Food Fight Radio, we have a rule. If you can hold up your pancake and it's bigger than your head, you're an idiot. You can check out photos of our penchant for pancakes at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
I am so sick of some old, used-up goofball saying, common sense is not so common, is it? Yuck, yuck. Let's be real. There is no such thing as common sense. No, really, think about it. For there to be common sense, there needs to be common and shared knowledge. In this information age, that would be all knowledge. Now, let us back up from Geekville for a sec. This is how I got to this conclusion. When you hear the words common sense, it is always insulting, usually to the person that it's being said to. But really, it is always an insult to the person that is saying it. If you think all the knowledge you have should be common, then you are underplaying all you know. And what does common sense even mean? The oldest definition of common sense goes back to Aristotle, who figured that there must be some internal sense that allowed us to combine our five external senses. That would be how I can put together the look, smell, feel, and taste of this thing in front of me and figure out that it's a cup of coffee. No one really uses that definition anymore. Common sense nowadays means a lot of things. Common sense in politics means ordinary, status quo, non-innovative, popular. Common sense morality is based on individual moral intuition, so your sense of morality may not be common at all. Usually, when people use the term common sense, they really mean you should have known better. Common sense always speaks too late. Common sense is the guy who tells you you ought to have had your brakes checked last week before you smashed your front end this week. Common sense is the Monday morning quarterback who could have won the ball game if he'd been on the team, but he never is. He's high up in the stands with a flask on his hip. Common sense is the little man in a gray suit who never makes a mistake in addition, but it's always someone else's money he's adding up. All of us have been in the workplace where there is some old troll that has been there since the dawn of time and has hated life for just that long and knows how everyone should do their job and does nothing. For some reason, these ancient ones think that everything they know, all of us must know, or we are dumb. This use of common sense is just a coward's way of calling someone stupid. Please tell me I'm wrong. No, really. Think of one time this has not been the lamest insult ever. A closing quote, common sense is nothing more than a deposit of prejudices laid down by the mind before you reach 18. Today's rant, folks, is a courtesy of Marcus Todd, co-host of Food Fight Radio. And what does this all mean? As the cranky old lady in me would say, it means those darn kids today are all stupid. In the end, folks, common sense is what is absent when you let an FX-watching, Wikipedia-editing, Doctor Who-quoting, D&D-playing nerd write your rant for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tune in next week for Raw Honey, Why the Perfect Food Comes Out of a Bee's Butt, Also, are real restaurants the new food trucks? And Marcus's favorite nuts, featuring Manly Macadamias.
That's right.
All next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that the name Wiener Schnitzel means sausage sausage. That's silly.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.